unless we go ahead. Is that what you're saying?
That's my, yes.
I think we would like to wait.
Okay, thank you. Beverly Anderson, would you like to wait?
No, I don't think
you're going to tonight? Okay. Brian and Jessica?
Yes, sir, we'll wait.
Okay. Janet Hilt?
We'll wait.
Okay. And finally, Susan Unger, Thomas and Susan?
We'll wait.
Okay, I'm sorry you folks had to come out tonight. We'll go ahead and, Susan and Karen, you said you did want to proceed tonight?
No, I said we'd wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I got postponed on there, so that's what I wrote down.
So the only one that would like to move forward then is Janet Hilt, is that correct?
No, it's case number 1802V, it'd be the variance for Beverly Anderson.
Okay, all right.
Our appeals all are going to postpone to the next meeting. Is that correct, everybody? Yep.
So you folks are welcome to leave. I'm sorry you had to come out tonight.
Thank you.
Scott, would you let them know what that date is?
May 16th is our next regular scheduled meeting. May 16th.
So, Mr. Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Or Beverly, if you'll just go ahead and stand up, let's get you sworn in.
Well,
I'm the other part. And then we're going to do a couple other things, but you please raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
You promise to give honest testimony before this committee today. Say, I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. We've got to read a couple other things, and we'll...
Okay.
This is it. Is anyone else going to speak on behalf? Let's go ahead and get you sworn in also. You swear to provide honest testimony to this committee today. I do. Thank you.
Let me read your public hearing procedures. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the April 18th, 2018 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. The Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed up with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in, therefore will be providing sworn testimony. The chairman will call on everyone supporting an application, followed by everyone opposing the application. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to the secretary at the front of the room for addressing the board, which is Bonita. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from a mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. Everyone reviewed the minutes from the February and March of 2018. Have a motion to accept and approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept and approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Case tonight then is going to be number 18-02V for Beverly Anderson.
Little staff report, Beverly Anderson setback variance request. The BLA postponed the variance request, referring the applicant to meet with the Big Bear Architectural and Homeowners Committee on the ability to build a garage at 200 Boo Boo Lane that would not meet the current setbacks for Big Bear Resort. If you remember, they brought in an application and we checked the setbacks. The setbacks for the lot are currently 10 feet on the front, 5 feet on the sides and the back. The applicant is asking for a 5-foot front setback variance.
We're asking for what he asked for now.
Good evening, guys.
And that's where we left it off.
That's where we left it off.
Did you get the opportunity to meet with the architectural committee?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. He's here on behalf of them again.
Okay.
What I did was I drew it up, scaled it everything off from the property line. And I can do it within 7'6". Permission to approach and show you just on this one corner here.
Sure, yeah, bring it up.
Thank you. These are my survey. I just went ahead and scaled it off here. This corner here is the only issue I have, and I remember last month we had spoken and you guys had a concern about emergency vehicles.
Right.
This is to scale with my overhang. On the opposing side of the road, there would be 24 foot to the overhang, 26 to the actual structure itself.
24 from where to where?
From the overhang to the edge of the road.
Okay.
For emergency vehicles, I remember that was one of your guys' concerns.
The
opposing side. I apologize. I'm 14'4" from the property line here, 7'6" to the property line here, requesting 2.5 feet.
Did you look at any, was there any option for scooting just a little bit this way to?
Well, her park model sits right here outside unit. I'm butt up exactly tied to it.
Okay.
And then anything that we wanted to go this way more, we got a power line that's going to touch.
We have overhead.
That's the problem.
He had it on his drawings. I don't know if it's on this little scale here, but there is an overhead telephone and power right here, and I was trying to squeeze that over to keep that telephone out of the garage.
Is this a line for 24-foot overhead, or 24-inch?
Yes, sir. I'll just shed the water and get it. I can neck it now
as 16.
As 16. I can go 1'6" if that be an issue, then would be requesting, well, I guess that'd be 1 or 2 foot.
So that would put you at 9.
No.
You could scoot the whole thing.
It would be 8 foot. If I'm 7'6" now and I take 6 off my overhang.
Right. But that would also take 6 off this overhang. You take another 6 off this overhang. If you actually made a 12,
oh yeah, I can
if you made a 12-inch off it, because this is what kind of building? This is a garage, right?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a really nice structured garage. Brick front, brick sides, and wall. I would like to have.
So your brick comes out 4 inches from what you want.
Well, it'll be within the overhang too.
But then, so then you want another foot on top of that. So that would be so a 16. 16 inches.
That's why I was requesting 2 foot. If I had to neck it down to 16, we're going to go cement burn on the half of the structure, the brick, the step on this side, on the left side, and the front side.
And when you met with the architectural gentleman, did he have any opinion? Did he evaluate?
He was stating that I moved the structure this way, but that, like I said, that overhead telephone was really kind of hurt me.
That's where it'll start touching. Yeah. I've seen it a couple of places in the park. Mm-hmm. They're real close, you know.
I
know.
I hear it.
And again, it's not going to be just a bang up structure. It's going to be.
Well, it's not really an issue about what type of structure you're building. It's
sure.
It's about,
sure,
you know, staying within the guidelines of it.
Right.
So the setbacks. So have you got any kind of ballpark of the height of the lowest point of that power line?
I would say it was, well, from where I excavated and just leveled out the lot, it was like 19 something. Roughly.
And what?
I'd like to have 9 foot ceiling height. I'm going with engineered 412 inch trusses.
So you're what? How tall are your sidewalls? 8 foot?
I would like them to be nine.
Nine?
I was going to use a foot of my stem wall, and then that way I don't have to buy 8 foot stem.
Then how wide's the building?
How wide?
The whole building?
20. 24 with the overhang.
30.
24 with the overhang?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that puts you at like probably about a 15 foot peak.
What's the 9? 4 divided by 412, you said?
Yeah.
It's going to be a. Three feet four inches,
oh, okay.
12 foot 3 inches.
So okay.
12 foot 4 inches, I'm sorry. Not counting the extra plates or mud sills. Maybe 12 and a half feet.
I am gonna have you join us up here just to see what we're talking about, see if that would meet your approval.
12 and a half feet.
I guess
to the peak.
A 19 foot structure wouldn't do it.
National Builders Code on 16-foot building, you have to have 2 foot of structure.
What David's proposing they do is rather than a 24-inch overhang, it'd be an 18-inch. So that would reduce the width by a foot, and then they could move it backwards a foot. So the setback from the road, rather than being like 7.8 inches, would be closer to 9. Would that be acceptable? Would that be acceptable for you?
Different type of pattern. I mean, that's what his option is. He's got 7 foot right here.
Okay.
So he can go 2 foot that way.
I was looking at it.
And then he could go 2 foot that way.
It's called a short wall.
If he cut this which I had to do in mind.
And that's what we're proposing for you.
Yeah.
You would be amenable to that.
You may have an extra.
You'd be extra 8.
Okay. And you're okay with that?
Hard.
Okay.
I'm trying to meet you right here.
All right.
I built houses over here in Hollister, and you know, working with Don Klein over
the
here.
Board.
There is a narrow wall fix.
Had discussion with the applicant and the architectural committee member at the front of the room.
So architectural committee is going to be okay with it if you reduce it from 24 to 18.
Uh-huh.
Shows that way a foot.
16.
Okay.
And move the building back a foot. Well, the goal, where your eave corner needs to be at 9.8.
9.8.
If you can pull that off, which is that right? What we just said.
Right.
If we can pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably even try to cut some of the deck off where air conditioning unit sits, kick it back more if I have to do it.
If you do that, honestly, I think from what I remember this angle, even a foot this way makes a drastic difference.
Oh, I know it does. I know it does. Because like I said, I'm 14.4 here, and I was like,
so
why is this lot shaped this way?
Would
I was
you guys
like,
be
it's
open
just troubleshooting
to allow the 9.8.
You got 7 foot here, Steve.
Yeah.
So if
okay.
It's 9 foot,
nine
you're
eight.
Still
okay.
6 foot.
9 foot 8. Yeah.
Okay.
But I would, I worked this guy's class, and I know that Don would be more than that, or well, thanks. Part of the gal's name is running now. She'd be more than happy to share with you. They've got those fakes. They can come out for the narrow wall fakes.
A friend of mine's going to help me reframe it up. I build roads and bridges. Yeah, I'm going to do the foundation, the footings, the stem wall, the floor, the driveway.
Yeah, there's a narrow wall fix because a lot of those subdivisions out there are very narrow. And for your garages, you have to be able to
share
every 60 foot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to allow a variance on the setback of 9 foot 8 inches?
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion?
So just to clarify the motion.
Just to clarify the motion is to allow a setback.
Front.
A front setback of 9 foot 8 inches.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Good compromise. Thank you. Thanks for working that out.
Yeah, I tried. We'll have a decision, a record for you that you'll need, and you'll record that, and she'll be sending that out to you in a few days. And then just holler at us when you